the world have put their clocks on to save time, so they also switch their radios off to save fuel and avoid listening to Tommy Handley's Half Hour, which once again takes the air for 30 irresponsible minutes, featuring Tommy Handley himself with Maudie Edwards, Maurice Denham, Clarence Wright, Carl Carlisle, Beryl Davis, and the RAF Dance Orchestra, popularly called the Squadronaires. Your master of ceremonies is Frank Phillips.
This is Tommy Handley, the culinary expert, speaking. But in case you didn't know it, I've been a cook in Cookham, a chef in Sheffield, a baker in Baker Street, a fryer in Fry and Barnet, and a sandwich man in the crowded bus. As a matter of fact, the first things I ever cooked were the accounts at a bank. But I burned my fingers steaming the stamps off the registered letters and got grilled by the police. So I turned my hand to the manufacture of austerity sausages, but I found I couldn't make both ends meet. Well, I hadn't the crust to make pie, so I had to take a job as a dishwasher at the West End Hotel. And it was there that I had my first big break. I dropped 72 soup plates down the lift shaft. But I can't waste time dishing up my past, because I'm on my way now to apply for a new position. Lady Cullender's cook hooked it, and I'm applying for the vacancy. Ah, this looks like a house with a sprout in the window box and running cabbage water in all the bedrooms. I better ring the bell. Sounds a big house. I hope she doesn't ask me if I need bread, because I can't raise the dough.
What do you want?
Ah, good morning. Could I...
No, you couldn't.
Well, I thought...
Well, wouldn't think of it.
Is it possible...
Most improbable.
Well, is there a chance...
Not a note.
Well, would you...
No, I won't.
Well, all I want...
Well, all the best.
If you'd be so kind...
No good.
Good what?
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Well, I know, this is... This is terrible. I simply must see Lady Cullender. Why, I wrote a letter asking for an appointment. And I know she got it.
Who made it?
She fixed it.
You want it?
I'd like it.
You've had it.
Bit quick with the cracks, that fellow. Must be one of the government whips.
Here, man. Come in, lad.
Great Scott. Well, I've either called at the wrong house at the right place for the second time, or the right house at the wrong time in the first place. Are you the maid?
Nay, I'm Lady Cullender, I am and all.
Oh.
My old man got the title when he turned the brewery into the waterworks for the war effort.
Ha ha. Member of the beerage, eh?
That's right. You're right, you know.
Yeah.
Here, are you the new chef?
Aye.
And are you the chap who was recommended by the agency?
That's right.
Well, if all I've heard about thee's correct, you're just the type of man I've been after for months.
And if what I've heard about you is right, you're just the type of woman I've been chasing for years. Come on, let's go in here and talk business.
No, not in there. That's linen cupboard. You can't cook nothing in there.
Can't I? But, you'd be surprised what I've cooked up in a linen cupboard before now.
Nay, come into the kitchen. We can talk more cosy there. Now, let's see what thou knows about Yorkshire pud.
Oh, I'm jolly good at Yorkshire pud. I can raise a splendid souffle.
Souffle?
Yeah.
Hey, but I likes me batter flatter.
Then patty flatter with a swatter.
Hey, that's better.
But a flatter batter's better wetter, so you're better with a spotter watter.
Nay, you ought to add a quarter porter.
And a spotter tartar.
That'll make it shorter.
Shorter.
Hey, but while you're doing all this, the batter's getting cold.
Well, then, to get the flatter wetter batter better, hotter, you want the patter putter, add a squirt of bitter. Put a bit of batter, slit a cut tomato, potter, let her fritter, and set her on the blotter.
Here, will that be a snorter?
Shorter. I can be hungry.
That's greatly, lad. You're engaged.
Oh, well, now, just a minute. Why did your previous cook leave?
Well, she were always having her cooks and couldn't make a black pudding for toffee, she couldn't. Proper queer inside, I found.
What, the pudding?
No, the cook.
Oh.
Just skin and bone, I reckon.
What, the cook?
No, the pudding. And always had what looked like a false wig on.
What, the pudding?
No, the cook.
I see. And came out in all the wrong places, I suppose.
What, the pudding?
Exactly. Now, are there any other servants?
See, there's hundreds of them. All foreigners there be nowadays, though. The butler's an Italian, but he'd be always drunk.
Ah, the Venetian blind.
And the children's nurse is from Cairo.
Oh, an Egyptian mummy.
And the stable boy, Ernest, comes from Athens.
Ernest from Athens? Ah, the Grecian man. Has he had his wages this week?
No.
Ah, then he's owed to an Asian gram. Oh, I say. I must send that one to Ernest Longstaff.
Well, will you take the job, lad?
I will and I'll.
All right, then I'll ask butler to instruct thee in duties. I'll be away now. Ta-ta.
What a delightful woman. I could tell she was a lady by the refined way she held her teeth in with her thumb. Echo. Echo? Echo.
Echo. Echo. Echo.
You have just heard Little Sir Echo and the Seven Coughs. Now listen to me, my gay caballero. Tell me what it's like here working for the nobility.
The nobility? I spat, spat, eh? Come the revolution. The nobility? No more.
No more? Oh, that's too much. Well, if there's no nobility, there'll be no gentlemen to meet the players at Lords.
Come the revolution. Cricket? Over.
Oh, that bowls me out completely. But never mind about that. What about this cooking? I think her ladyship would like a nice roast goose or a woodcock for dinner.
Bah! Come the revolution, her goose will be cooked.
And come the revolution, her woodcock will be scotched. I've never met such a man. You ought to be in Berlin.
Berlin? Come the revolution, Berlin, bosh.
And come the revolution, Helsinki, finish. Look, you sit down quietly at the table, and I'll cook some nice oxtail soup.
Oxtails? Phooey. Come the revolution, the oxtail?
I know, that's the end. Ta-ta. He must have got hot-headed like that from currying favors in Chile. Well, now I think I'll just investigate the kitchen McGibbley bite. There's a lot of modern gadgets here. Hello, Cook. Hello, Cook. Don't use foul language like that. Who are you, anyway?
I'm the kitchen elf, I am. Her nib sent me down to show you what's what.
What's what, eh? Well, what's that?
Oh, that's one of her newfangled mangles.
Newfangled mangles? Oh, humdinger of a ringer. Well, what's it used for? Taking the wrinkles out of the tripe, is it?
But here's one of them posher dishwashers. It washes shirts and makes soup as well.
Oh, I see. A combined dish and shirt washer and soup strainer. You put the dirty dishes in at the top with the soap and slop the wishy soup out in the shirt at the bottom.
Yeah, oh, that's the idea. And here's a musical cooker, the very latest this is.
Really? Well, how does it work?
Well, you just switch it on like this. And it tells you what's cooking in music.
Sausage and mash, I like them.
Look, it cooks more than one thing at a time. It's got several ovens.
Extraordinary. I think I'll try this one.
Right, have a crack then.
Lovely rizzles.
I'm on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in view. If you should fall once and for all, I'll see my dream come true. Moments to spare with someone you care for, one love affair come true. Then with time on my hand and you in my arms and love in my heart for you. On my hand and you in my
You're listening to Tommy Handy's Half Hour from London, and you've just heard Time on My Hands, sung for you by Beryl Davis, musically attended by the Squadronaires. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is quite some time since we inquired into the activities of that furtive physician, Dr. Thomas Hacksaw, whose unorthodox methods have so frequently shocked the less liberal leaders of the medical profession. But the other day, we learned that he'd taken new consulting rooms in Lemon Barley Street, and having shut off his sitting room, shut down on his setting up exercises, and shut out the cat, is all set to set up as a specialist who sits in at set times to see to selected sufferers from shock and several other specified sicknesses. In fact, at this very moment, he is engaged on some difficult electrical treatment. He's deeply engrossed in a delicate operation designed to remove the current from a hot cross bun. Over then to the doctor's surgery.
Charlie?
Yes, Gov?
Hand me my forceps.
Forceps? Let me, I've already got 3 sips.
Hand me my biceps.
What for?
No, 2. Look, I've got to disconnect this current before tea time or know the reason why.
You can't do it later, Gov. There's a couple of blokes waiting to see you.
Surely not those fellows who can't stand sitting down and can't sit down, notwithstanding.
No. These chaps here can't hear.
These here blokes here?
Yes, the first bloke here can't hear through this ear here. But that bloke there can't hear through that there ear there.
Oh, I see. One chap here right here can't hear, but the chap there's left ear don't hear.
That's right.
Who said left?
Now, that's what I mean. Oh. The chap here what can't hear through his right ear is left.
Left what?
Left ear, he couldn't wait. But the other bloke's here, whose ear's lost his hearing.
Lost his hearing? What's any round the lost property office? I'm a doctor, not an earring defective.
Now, you don't understand, Gov. He ain't got no earring. In fact, he ain't got no ear.
No ear? What happened to it?
Well, he left his left ear near where he were when the accident occurred. What stopped him hearing?
He left his left ear where?
Near ear.
Do you mean to stand here telling me the bloke right there left his left ear near here?
You're right there.
Right where?
Right here, of course.
Oh, I second that.
Here.
Oh, that's it, Chef. This is absolutely raving. I'll have to see him for myself. Send him in, will you?
Righto, Gov. Doc will see you now, chum.
Thank you.
Oh, good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Now, let's take a look at this ear of yours.
Ear? There must be some mistake. It's my nose I want you to diagnose.
Your nose? Well, what do you suppose?
Yes, my nose got froze, see?
I see.
What correct? And now, wherever I goes, no one knows me. On account of the nose, goes rose, but I've a coat of the nose.
Well, that's your shows.
Shows what?
Heavens knows, I don't know. Now, if you'd adenoid...
Adenoid what?
Adenoid me. I wouldn't have done a thing for you. Anyway, why didn't you come to see me before?
Well, Doc, you see, I had annoyed.
I said that.
Annoyed of you to now.
Oh, well, that'll do. Now, it looks to me as if your nasal cavity's boomed up. I'll lend you me hanky.
Thank you.
Now, blow.
Lummy, it's quite clear now. What was the matter, Doc?
Tell me, have you been using smelling salts?
Yes, why?
Well, last time you took a smell, you sniffed too hard and sucked the stopper stuck in your conch. Ta-da! Now, I wonder if there are any patients outside. Where's that nitwitted nurse of mine? Nurse!
Yes, Doctor?
Anybody waiting?
Oh, yes, Doctor. There's a Mr. and Mrs. Evans and a little boy. They've brought him all the way from Wales in a...
In a cardigan?
Yes. They came in a great hurry.
At breakneck speed, eh?
Yes, they walked all the way from Abu Dhabi.
Oh, well, tell them to sit down and aberrest with their feet up. I'll see them directly. No, wait a minute. I'll see them now. Show them in there.
Very good, Doctor. This way, please. Ah, so there you are then, Doctor, isn't it?
Surely it's Martha Tidvillage, isn't it?
No, it's Martha Evans, and this is my husband, Thomas Evans.
Yakita?
Yakita? Must be a Welsh sailor. I thought his name was Thomas Evans.
So it is, isn't it?
Oh, so it isn't, is it?
There's great trouble we're in, Doctor, on account of my little boy who is very poorly. Will he die?
I hope not.
No, Doctor, I'm telling you, will he die?
Oh, I thought you were asking me, is he well?
No.
Then was he ill?
Yes.
And is he now?
Not at all.
Don't mention it.
He swallowed something right down into his insides, look you.
Righto, I'll take an x-ray, look, see. Tell me, what did he swallow?
Well, I thought it was a barley sugar.
What a sweet thought. I see. Well, is his health good, good health?
Yes, he does.
Quiet, you, would you? Now, tell me. What has he been eating?
Well, it began with his father's rifle.
Began? Oh. Well, what did he have for afters? A Mills bomb glass, eh?
No. He was playing with a gun and swallowed a cartridge.
Oh, he trifled with a rifle and got a bullet in the gullet.
There's right you are.
There, when was this?
Last Tuesday, then.
Has it gone off yet?
No, what are we to do?
Well, then it must be someone in the tummy. Perhaps we can track it, huh?
Yes, he does.
Stop doing that. Now, where is the boy?
Oh, is he already sitting there? I've been in the
other room. Lovey, a talking leak.
Tell me, my little man. Can you describe the reverberations of your epigastrium? And were there any spontaneous ululations to the plum zoom?
Oh, we married the woman I love.
I know what he's got. He's got a touch of the Horace Endless. Listen, I'll have to perform an antispasmodic pedithory. Now, here, drink this.
Go,
mind the floor, but... You see? Voluble in water.
What shall we do now, Doctor?
Well, the bullet's stuck, and it's knocking against his Adam's apple.
Well?
Well, take him home and wait 3 days. But be careful, if he starts to cough...
Yes?
Don't point him at anybody.
You've just heard Swanee River played for you by the Squadroneers. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been to great trouble and expense to prevent the presentation today of another play by the little-known Handley Theatre Group.
Troop?
Yes, they've been out in the cold a long time.
Oh, yeah.
This peripatetic antic has for its impolitic topic a dramatic epic that is both histrionic and chronic. It's the tale of the Secret Service, of a feud that ended messily in Thessaly, of a devilish game there in Mesopotamia, and of diplomatic inertia in Persia. We now present, therefore, for one consecutive performance only, Thomas Handley as the hero of the first and last episode in an international drama entitled Sugar and Spies or
Lapdog Hammond Bites Again. Oh, this should be a wow for parties.
Scene one, the headquarters of the Military Intelligence Department.
Behind closed doors, Sir Arbuthnot Bloodworthy, KCB, KCMG, OBE.
OBE, OBE.
The KCB.
Okay, Barney.
Sir Arbuthnot Bloodworthy is pacing up and down his oak panel chamber.
I said up and down his chamber. Well, it's only a very small chamber.
Outside, his nephew, Lapdog Hammond, is waiting in his uncle's anteroom.
Who is that?
Auntie.
Suddenly, an aide-de-camp rushes in.
Captain Hammond.
That's right.
General Bloodworthy can see you now, sir.
What, through the wall?
Shh. Even walls have ears.
Walls? You mean Tom or Max? Well, never mind. Captain Hammond.
Shh, you young fool. You want to give the game away?
Give the game away?
I'll have a brace of presents. From now on, we shall refer to Captain Hammond simply as X.
Ah, Hammond X. Well, General, talking of X, what's cooking?
There's been a leakage in certain places.
No.
It's got to be stopped.
You're right.
If everything should come out,
it'll be the juice of a mess.
Yes, a regular showdown.
Right, well, give me the lowdown on the showdown.
Come to me private room at the end of the passage.
Oh, so that's where the leakage is, eh? Well, if somebody taps it, we'll all be in hot water.
Can you speak Spanish?
I haven't had any for years. I used to love bootlaces as a kid.
I said, can you speak Spanish?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said, can you suck Spanish? Well, no, Flemish, Danish, and rubbish, but not Spanish.
That's splendid. Now take this secret code, this revolver, and the first train to...
Yes?
Tomorrow morning.
Where to?
Secret.
I'm sorry. Then what do I do when I get there?
I mustn't tell you. It's too confidential.
I see. This gets easier every minute. Well, how shall I know when I've arrived?
You won't. And that reminds me, here are your instructions. On no account, read them. That's right. Farewell.
Goodbye. When I return, General?
Yes, yes.
I'll be back.
Hurrying down the steps of the ministry, Hammond summons a commissionaire.
Commissioner, get me a taxi.
Where to, sir?
Shh.
Leaving the taxi surreptitiously in a traffic jam, he boards a bus.
Got your ticket, sir?
Shh.
And arriving at the station, he hails a porter.
What train, sir?
Shh.
Finally, reaching a secret dock at a nameless port in an unmentionable city, he approaches a sailor.
Captain, get me a steamer.
Who?
You.
You.
What's that?
Lapdog Hammond is now well in the middle of his mysterious mission. He's also in the middle of the Middle East. He would have got further into the Far East, but he nearly got into a muddle in the middle of the Near East. And straying into the Sultan's harem, he somehow lost his bearings.
Although Captain Hammond has segregated himself from the Sultan Seraglio for 7 days, there is still no sign of the seductive spy he's seeking to see. But wait. An attendant approaches.
Who kicked that? What do you want, slave?
Let me tell you...
Right, there's a... A fugitive from Happy Drove. Who are you, Harry Corridge?
No.
Ramsbottom?
No.
He...
Yes.
If ever a man suffered...
There's a lady outside.
Don't you mean there's a lady without?
I'll go and see.
Well, perhaps she's outside without. Well...
No, there's a lady outside.
No, without. Oh, what a pity. Well, admit her.
As you will, old master.
Old what? Oh, you are not going.
The Princess Finima.
Finima?
Yes, she used to be Fatima, but she's been slimming on the Hollywood diet.
For the Finima, I suppose. Well, the bare idea terrifies me.
My prince, I must speak quickly. Salam.
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 Shh, what was that?
Nothing.
False alarm.
We must not be observed. Come, let us go behind this curtain into my sanctuary.
Thank you very much. Now, tell me, Chooks, what's on your mind?
You are British?
Yes, and you?
To the backbone.
I can see that.
Do you wish to see my credentials?
I've seen them already.
I am
Cage.
No, KN-40.
Ah, hot stuff. I'm KN-2. Tell me, where's Harry Pepper?
I know what you've come for. The papers.
Yes, the papers. But first tell me, how do we get out of here?
We cannot. We are caught.
Caught? Like a horse in a trap? What's upstairs?
The cellar.
And downstairs?
The attic.
Gee. Whole thing's upside down.
There must be some way out. I'll tap the wall.
What are you doing?
Looking for an egress.
This is no time for colored mammies. Look, there's a door. Quick.
Aha, mine friends.
Too late. Mine's ordered.
Alas, I am undone.
Curse those zip fasteners. Here, let me help you.
Please, I'm all hooks.
And I'm all eyes.
Don't move. Don't move, or I have you both covered.
You haven't got her covered. Well, not from where I'm standing, anyway.
Silence. I will deal with you later. For the moment, Princess, my business with you was... With you, I shall be merciful. You remind me of my mother. Peter?
Droid Mile.
Keep shut your mouth, or you will be shot up and shot. Now you are a British agent.
That's right.
You undertake and have a dangerous commission.
Then I'll split the commission.
For many days have I you been following.
You've been on the scent.
What scent?
10%.
9.
I'll take 8.5.
Enough of these foolishments. You are kaput.
Kaput?
You will not live to see the fate I have for you prepared. Ah, this bottle, look. Kaput. Poison.
Poison? I don't believe it.
So you don't believe? Then try it.
No, thanks. It makes me deaf. I never touch it.
It is the best poison.
Then the best poison to take it is you.
Sehr gut. Heil Hitler.
Cat gut. Emil Hitler. Let's laugh.
See, he is drinking it.
Oh, just
great Scott, it was poison.
Ah, you've killed my master. You shall pay for this.
Very well. Here's a fourth new one.
Oh!
open in the name of the law.
Quick, it is the palace guard. Run for your life.
I'm too busy. You run for it.
No. I mean, take this talisman.
Talisman? Can't I have a talisman?
Take this talisman and flee.
No, I'll just take the talisman. So, goodbye and...
Yes?
If anybody ever tells you to do something I wouldn't do...
Yes.
Do it. You'll enjoy it.
2 years later, a tired and tattered traveler totters off a train and, taking a taxi, toils into a West End tenement and tinkles the tintinabulator. It is the secret headquarters of British intelligence and opera combination... combined operations.
Blood orange!
Captain Hammond, you're back.
From the front.
Have you learned anything on the side?
No, I couldn't get a word in edgeways.
You've changed?
Yes, in the train.
I mean, you're a different man.
You're not the same person either.
Then we're both altered.
Must be two other fellows. I'll go out and come in again.
No. Wait. I sent you for the papers. Did you get them?
The papers?
Yes, I sent you for the papers. Have you got them?
No.
You haven't got the papers? Why?
They were sold out.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley's Half Hour, written by Max Kester, Rex Darman, and Pat Dixon, and announced by Frank Phillips, with the Squadron Airs, Beryl Davis, Clarence Wright, Carl Carlyle, Morris Denham, Maudie Edwards, and Tommy Handley.
Squadron F, then we must warn this lady fair. Beware the gravitation of Jerry's in the air.